With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New York City police are releasing more surveillance photos of the suspect accused of shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a hotel yesterday. The images show most of the suspect's face. President Joe Biden is considering issuing preemptive pardons.
The AP's learned President Biden's weighing whether to issue pardons for officials and allies the White House fears could be unjustly targeted by the new Trump administration. Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. They say no decisions have been made. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted. Recipients could include Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease specialist instrumental in combating the coronavirus pandemic, who's become a pariah to conservatives angry about mask mandates and vaccines. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's word that ceasefire negotiations have resumed in the fighting between terror group Hamas and Israel.
A Hamas official says international mediators are working again to try to end the fighting in Gaza and get captives on both sides released.
There are reactivation of the negotiation talks.
Hamas political official Bassem Naim says negotiators are back at work trying to end the fighting and get hostages from Gaza and Palestinian prisoners released.
I think it is not a big challenge.
He says they're hopeful with Donald Trump taking office next month that would be a catalyst for progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The queer trans agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month. Sam Morsi of Ipswich says he's not wearing it. Morsi, a practicing Muslim, said he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Soccer players in Europe have been punished for refusing to promote homosexuality. This is SRN News. Protests continue in Seoul against South Korean President Yoon after a sudden brief imposition of martial law. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean Parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties moved to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A federal judge rejects a plea agreement between Boeing and the U.S. government concerning the fatal crashes of two 737 MAX jets in 2018 and 2019. The crashes, which occurred in Indonesia and Ethiopia, resulted in the deaths of 346 people. More details at SRNnews.com.